The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation.
With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know why I'm happy? Because I live in the city of Pensacola, and the city of Pensacola has a Parks and Recreation Department that is doing everything they can to bring happiness to our community, to our citizens. And who better to talk about that than Brittany Hughes, who is their marketing and outreach coordinator. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm pretty good today. I'm excited to talk about all the things that you're doing with the city and Parks and Recreation. Seriously.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
I mean, until I met you, I had no idea all the programs you'll have and all the things that you do year-round. It's incredible, really.
It really is.
Not just saying that. It really is. I feel kind of remiss because I've lived here a long time and have not known a lot of these things. So please, let's get started and tell everybody what's been going on and what we can look forward to and some of the things that y'all do in the community.
Well, for one, I'm going to start out by trying to say this all in one breath. It's not going to happen. But we have 93 parks, 58 playground structures,
wow.
10 resource centers, 28 court tennis center, which is Roger Scott Tennis Center.
Wow.
We have Osceola Golf Course, 21 sports fields, 25 outdoor basketball courts, 20 practice sports fields, 25 outdoor basketball courts, and over 200 recreation activities annually.
Wow.
Yes.
I had no idea the quantity.
It's amazing. You know, everyone.
I mean, I see all the different things. I see the pools, or I go by Roger Scott a lot, and
yes.
I see it, but I don't think of it as a whole. That's incredible numbers.
It really is. And so many people don't really realize just how much we have in the city of Pensacola.
Yeah.
Everyone within that lives within city limits lives within half a mile of a park or green space.
Wow.
And it is incredible to be able to offer that for our residents and
that
visitors.
Is incredible.
Yes. But we've got so many parks, over 90 parks and over 50 playground structures. You wouldn't believe just how many maintenance staff we have.
I would think thousands, but with all of that. But.
We have currently 8 people that are dedicated to our park maintenance.
Wait a minute. For all those facilities, for everything
facilities.
That you do,
yes.
Only 8 people?
And then we have
gosh.
3 people within our parks department dedicated for our trash crew.
What?
But no, with that wow. said, that's why
that doesn't seem, that sounds like these poor people have got to be working 24/7.
They work very hard to keep the quality of life up mm-hmm. for everyone here, to make sure our parks are nice and clean for everyone and well maintained. But we do need everyone's help with that.
Yes. Yes.
So obviously, we can't be everywhere at once, and that's why it's so important for people to know about 311.
Okay.
So Pensacola 311 is a mobile app for citizen support available on Apple or Android. This is where anyone can report traffic signals, potholes, inspections, parking, parks maintenance issues, and more. There's so much more that
really?
They can report on 311.
Okay, see, I'm learning something today. I'm not as familiar with 311, but you do need to download that as an app to do it, or can you just dial it?
You can actually dial it.
Uh-huh.
You can go onto Google and search Pensacola 311, and mm-hmm. it's one of the first two. It is the first two results that you'll get on Google, but it is also available as an app on
okay.
Android and iPhone.
Excellent.
So reporting an issue is very simple with 311. You log in with 311. You choose the department associated with your complaint or your issue. You choose
issue
the category.
Issue is such a nice word.
Yes, yes, much better than complaint. You choose
I
the category.
Mm-hmm.
You find the location of your issue. Mm-hmm. And you submit your name, address, phone number, the description of the issue that you have, and possibly a photo if you have one available.
Wow.
And that helps us better categorize what issues need to be taken care of right away
mm-hmm.
or what issues need to be resolved maybe a few days.
So if you
later.
See a traffic light that's out, better to go into 311 and
yes.
report that than calling 911.
Absolutely.
Or the police department, something like
Absolutely.
That. Okay.
We do not want to bog down 911.
Right. No. Well, so, yeah, because people don't know where to go, so they just kind of think that's the go-to.
Exactly.
But this is great. I did not know about 311.
And 311's, I'm sorry, 311 is not going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So just for everyone's reference, residents and visitors may call 311. They can go to Google and search Pensacola 311 to go to the City of Pensacola's website, 311 page,
mm-hmm.
or you can download the 311 app onto your Android or iPhone.
Excellent. Very interesting. So you have all of these facilities, so many different things. How do you keep track of all of it?
You know, it's complicated sometimes,
mm-hmm.
But with so much going on, we always have recreation activities happening. And so I prefer to use, you know, Microsoft Planner within my Microsoft 365 app to keep up with everything going on.
Yeah.
And just to keep everything in track for
But y'all
myself.
Do have a website that people
yes.
can go. And so when your list of things that you were talking about, all the different facilities and parks and programs, you have over 200 recreational activities annually.
Yes, we sure do.
So how do I find out about all those?
All right. So everything is available at playpensacola.com. And in fact, we distribute and publish a playbook that is published twice a year.
It's great. I just recently saw a copy of that, and it really, I had no idea. It lists everything from school camps to all the different activities, classes, and things. I didn't, I didn't realize the city was offering so many different activities.
You do not realize it until it's listed right in front of you.
Yes.
Which is what the playbook is.
And the playbook isn't like this little two-page, I mean, it's an actual magazine of how many pages here?
Is it like between 36 and 40.
Yeah.
Depending on the publication.
Like, it has the Bayview Senior Center in it with all of their activities and classes and things and where you can go there. Fricker, Vickery, Gulf Point, everything that all the different centers are doing. It's incredible.
Yes. And all 10 resource centers of ours have activities happening at their locations.
So talk a little bit about some of the activities that are offered.
So we have activities like yoga. We have yoga classes held at our East Pensacola Heights Clubhouse and Gulf Point. Resource centers. Dance is huge at Gold Point.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we have the Gold Point Dance Company, which
really?
Is kind of like a professional version of, you know, dance companies. I didn't know what dance companies were when I first got here. And I went to Gold Point and I was like, wow.
So they're doing routines and learning choreography and things like that.
And they go to competitions.
No, they don't.
They do.
Wow.
It is amazing what they're able to do. But our dance programs, we do everything from jazz, tap dance, which I took as a kid.
Oh, that's so funny. Yes,
I took it at Gold Point.
Tap club. Yeah.
And then we have a dance intensive in mm-hmm. the summertime if kids want to learn what it's like to be a part of the Gold Point Dance Company. And then we have ballet, of course.
So what's the age range on all the dance classes? Is there children's and adults? Or
yes.
Oh.
It's actually most ages. And I say most because it starts around 2.5 years old
for
the mommy and me classes. And so, yes, we start around 2 to 2.5
mm-hmm.
for the mommy and me. And then up to adults. Many of our classes are open to 18 and over.
Nice. Okay. We're talking with Brittany Hughes. She is the marketing and outreach coordinator for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. If you've got a question, maybe you've got a neighborhood park or you've got a place that offers classes and you'd like to know more, just text it in at 850-437-1620 to Pep Talk. Okay. Tell us more. So we've gone from dance and yoga. What's next?
Karate.
Oh.
Yes. We offer year-round karate classes at our Vickery Center.
Okay.
And they are so awesome. And they are open to ages 12 and over.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we have Tai Chi.
I've been dying to take a Tai Chi class.
It is so much fun. It's very relaxing.
Yeah, it just looks very cool. Just the hands moving in the air. It looks very slow.
It really does. And it's so much fun. So that's offered at the Bayview Senior Center, which is for ages 50 and over.
Okay. That
and
works for me.
We also have Tai Chi at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center.
Nice. Okay. And so where would you find, on the website, I guess, the times and the days of the classes?
Yes.
Okay.
But I would say the playbook would be the most up-to-date version of this. And
mm-hmm.
then you can always call our resource centers.
Where can you pick up a copy of the playbook?
We distribute playbooks to pediatricians' offices, optometrists, basically anywhere that would have a mom, dad,
mm-hmm.
or grandparent.
Okay.
at those locations. Now, those playbooks are limited at those locations.
Mm-hmm.
We might drop off about 10 I can't tell you how long those are going to last because right. they are free. But you can also pick up, always pick up playbooks at City Hall. I always have them downstairs.
Okay. Are they at the different centers too sometimes?
Yes.
At the front desk or something like
yes.
that?
Okay. I try my best to keep all those centers stocked, well stocked with playbooks.
Great. Okay, so we've got, so far we've listed yoga, dance, karate, tai chi. Okay, here's one I think would be fun. Ballroom dancing.
Yes.
How romantic.
It is so much fun, and you don't have to have a partner either.
Even better.
Yes.
Even
so
better.
So we have ballroom dance classes for adults and seniors.
Okay.
And then, of course, our seniors, which are 50 and over,
mm-hmm.
Can attend both the, 18 and over ballroom dance class and the one for 50 and over.
Okay, that sounds because ballroom dance includes a lot of different dances.
Yes,
salsa
they do.
And waltzes and what am I thinking? Oh, tango and things like that. That'd be fun.
It is so much fun. And those are held at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center.
And that's a big space. That's a nice big room.
Yes, it's held in the ballroom.
Nice.
And those instructors, I can't think of their names at the moment, but they are, professional ballroom dancers.
Sure.
Yes.
And there is a whole community of ballroom dancers here in Pensacola. I have a very dear friend who competes, and I think he's in his, I want to say his 70s, and he's
That's
competing
amazing.
And winning awards and traveling all over.
Wow.
And picked it up after he had retired, started taking the classes. And
so it's never too late.
No. He's awesome.
Yes. So that just touches on the different, activities that we have, but we also have our athletics division.
Okay. Tell me about that.
So our athletics, that part of Parks and Recreation offers recreational basketball and baseball leagues for the youth. So basketball will start, signups will start in typically around November
mm-hmm.
For the winter into spring.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, and then for the baseball leagues, just keep an eye out on the playbook.
So
and
seasonal based on
exactly.
everything. Okay.
They are very seasonal, yes. Same thing for our, summer camps for volleyball, basketball, and more.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, those are seasonal, and they're held in the summer.
Of course.
But they are very popular. This past summer, I visited the volleyball camp, and I was surprised. They had over 200 girls
wow.
signed up for that. And I tried to walk from one end of the gym to the other, and it was quite dangerous.
right.
They were all playing at the same time.
Slam dunks. Okay, look out.
and then, of course, we also have our adult co-ed softball and kickball leagues that we accept it, on a quarterly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we have those leagues that go on, and sometimes it's just great to get out your frustration while playing kickball,
mm-hmm.
kick the heck out of that ball across that field at Exchange Park.
I haven't played kickball since, I got to confess, since I was a little kid.
It's so much fun, though, and it's just a camaraderie that happens during those leagues. So, yes, it's so cool to watch that go on. So in addition to athletics, let's jump over to our outdoor pursuits.
Okay. Center. What does that include?
So our outdoor pursuit center offers rentals.
Oh.
And they also offer day camps as well for both youth and adults.
Okay.
Adults. It's so cool. It's for, adults 18 and over.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, younger than 18, you must have, a parent or guardian there with you. But our outdoor pursuits adventure camps for the adults, we have kayaking classes.
Oh.
We have guided trips, guided hiking trips, guided kayak trips.
Really?
We just want to open up those outdoor adventures
mm-hmm.
to adults who might maybe want to go on these trips with certified instructors
mm-hmm.
with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just not going out with Joe Blow.
Well, and you can't, if you've never done it before, you can't really invest in a kayak and a paddleboard, all that kind of stuff.
And the backpacking equipment.
Right.
Everything that is required for these trips, we do offer.
That's fantastic. So you can try it out, and if you love it, then you can invest in all of it, but you may not like it. So you haven't, haven't lost anything, but you've had a new experience.
Absolutely. So that Bayview, it's at Bayview Resource Center. The Outdoor Pursuit Center is located in the backside of Bayview Resource Center. So if you go to Bayview and walk around, there is a sidewalk around the building, and then there are, it looks like a garage. You go through the garage back there, and that's where all of our kayaks, paddle boards, fishing equipment that you can rent, backpacking equipment.
Wow.
We've got hammocks, we have bicycles, and we have paddle boats.
Okay.
Pedal boats.
I know what you mean. Yes. They're like little bicycles, but they're boats.
Yeah, pedal boats and paddle boards.
Gotcha. Say that three times fast.
No kidding. But it's so amazing how many things we offer at Outdoor Pursuits.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Brittany Hughes. She is the marketing outreach coordinator for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. And you're probably going, what? All these things are provided by the City of Pensacola? Yes, they are. This is exciting stuff. And I had no idea all these different programs.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell me more.
All right, so we just wrapped up our Outdoor Pursuits, but there's more to Outdoor Pursuits. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have said we wrapped it up, because we're just now getting started talking about our youth programming.
Ah, okay.
Yes, yeah, so on every, or I should say most, school like off days, we have teacher work days. We have some days that the kids might not be at school, but teachers are there or whatnot, and the adults need something to do. You want your kids to be able to be active. Outdoor Pursuits youth camps, we have day camps during that.
Wonderful. How smart.
And some of them are like adventure camps where they go out and go hiking.
Oh, fun.
And some of them are kayak camps if they already know how to kayak or want to learn. So it just varies based on, the time of the year and the amount of time that a child is dedicated to attending, whether it's one day camp or a week long day camp.
Okay, that's great because you have so many choices.
Yes, we definitely do. And you can find that on our website for more information. And we do have a constant contact email list going out for both youth and adults separately. So if you want to keep up with our Outdoor Pursuits adventures coming up, please do go on to playpensacola.com, look up our Outdoor Pursuits, and sign up for those email newsletters, because those classes and those events sell out within hours.
Oh, wow.
Of
okay.
them going
so you
out
want to
online.
Get on the list, the constant contact email. Okay.
Absolutely. That
those
is
are great.
Your initial.
How often does that come out?
It will. You'll be notified 1 month before the.
Oh, okay.
Before the listing goes active, and then you'll be notified a week before registration starts, and then the day of registration.
Okay.
Just with a link to how to register, and so you are first to know if you are on that email list.
Excellent. Okay. Great.
So let's go into our senior activities.
Okay. 50 plus. Which is great.
It is great, but it's such a conversation starter because many people at 50, they might not think that they're seniors.
No.
And not saying you are, but you do qualify for our free activities through our senior center and other resource centers.
Well, they're saying 50 is the new 40 or 30.
Those
are in denial. I won't say who.
So for those that are 50 or better, we do have exercise classes like that Tai Chi that we mentioned earlier.
Right.
They also have yoga classes and chair exercise. Now, do not sleep on chair exercise. Just because you use a chair does not mean it's easy.
Right. Have you done it?
I have not personally, but I've watched volunteers from our Pensacola Police Department attend those classes, and they were sweating.
Okay.
They were struggling about midway through those classes. So just because it's a chair exercise or a seated exercise does not mean that you're seated the whole time.
But it does mean if you do have a knee issue or something like that, that you could actually do these exercises because you're sitting down, which is great.
And you're not sitting down the entire time. You do use the chair for stability, which can help with that. But you can always modify the exercises as well.
Right.
And our instructors are there to help with that.
Oh, that's great. But it's a great alternative.
Yes. We also have table games.
Oh, like?
So there's card games, obviously. My favorite is Mexican train dominoes.
Oh,
the group of ladies that put that on, they are so much fun. And, they range from 60 up to 90.
Right.
And they're so, so cute, and they're so fun. And they take it very seriously.
Now, is there a schedule for the different games at different times? Would you be able to find that somewhere?
Generically, yes.
Okay.
In the playbook.
Yes, in the playbook or on the website.
Or on their website. Okay. And there is a link to the playbook on the website.
Oh,
so
perfect.
If you ever need to look at the playbook and you can't find one for any reason, we might be out.
Right.
You can always go and look for the activity guide.
Excellent.
On our website, which is playpensacola.com. But for the different activities at the different resource centers, for example, Bayview Senior Center, which is for 50 plus.
Yes.
They have monthly schedules that they put out.
Oh,
and
okay.
So in addition to what's in the playbook, they might modify it a little bit or they might add to it. So it's always best to go on to or to visit Bayview Senior Center or call them to, you know, see what's on their list, and they'll email it to you.
Okay.
And then we do have senior activities at other resource centers. For example, Fricker Resource Center has senior activities.
Mm-hmm.
So does Cobb Resource Center.
Okay.
Goal Point also has senior activities. And we just introduced some at Theophilus May Resource Center, which is by Legion Field. And they have some senior centers. So in addition to this, there might be some that pop up. So check with your local resource center for more information on their senior programming, because it does vary based on, you know, their location and based on the resource center and what we're able to offer.
Excellent. Okay, so it looks like you have Friday Pickers. What's that?
Friday Pickers is so much fun.
Almost afraid to ask.
It's for music lovers.
Oh,
it's
Pickers.
For singer. Yes.
Oh, hello. I gotcha.
You should know this, Meg.
Come I know on. I should. Yes.
It's for singers. It's for you know, guitar players. We've got some banjo players in there. Fiddlers.
Fiddlers. Yes, there you go. Fiddlers.
Yes, thank you. We've got some bass players. We've got some drummers in there. I mean, it is everything in there. And it's for music lovers, whether you can play, sing, or you just like to listen. That's held at Bayview Senior Center. And then Goal Point also has a, you know, the Goal Point Pickers group as well. And so for more information on that one, you can check in the playbook. And then you can also go and contact those specific resource centers.
Okay.
But it's such a great activity for people to come together and play music.
Gotcha. Okay.
So in addition to all this, they also have casino trips.
Wait, back up. Casino trips, as in Biloxi kind of trips?
As in IP Casino in Biloxi, yes. So we partner with one of the bus tour company. And then they go from Bayview Senior Center, which is just the generic pickup location, to IP Biloxi.
Wow, okay, how
fun. And it's
only
$20.
Really? That's fantastic.
It's an all-day thing. It's $20. You are responsible for your lunch, and then you're responsible for, you know, anything you want to do, in addition to the $20 voucher they give you.
No kidding.
To gamble.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. That's fantastic.
It is so much fun. And so those are held periodically throughout the year, depending on which resource center it is. Let's back up to dance lessons.
Okay.
There are senior-specific dance lessons for 50 and
nice.
Older.
Nice. Okay, fun.
And then at the end of the day, we always hold our after-school and summer camps. So those are always going on, our after-school centers with our after-school our programming is through Play Pensacola at four of our resource centers. And then we do have summer camps through after school, through Play Pensacola at those same after school locations. And then we have our Outdoor Pursuits summer camps, which happen all summer long.
Wow.
And then we have volleyball and soccer camps as well.
Wow. What a calendar.
It is so busy throughout the entire year. We almost never get a time off.
So many locations, so many things happening. It's really incredible what you do, Brittany.
It sure is. You know, our top priority is to improve the quality of life for residents and visitors alike. And I truly believe that's what we are doing through all of these programs. We're bringing everything to the people. And, you know, if we need to charge, we do charge, but it's always affordable, what we do offer.
Well, this is great because this is our city government at work,
it
providing
sure
us the things we need. But I feel kind of bad, guilty here because I didn't know about a third of these things, really. I had no idea on these different classes, the senior activities, the kids' activities. I mean, there's a lot here to digest.
There is so much. But, you know, now that you know, Meg, you can tell someone else.
Yes.
And then they will tell someone else. And that's how, you know, we really get into the community and The more people know about these programs, the better we can make the programs and the more programs we can offer.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is all kicking off now. We have all the different classes going on year round.
Yes.
And the playbook's available, so we need to get, I think I'm going to need to pick one of those up. That seems like the best guide.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so it looks like we're just about out of time here in just a minute or so. Anything left you'd like to mention?
I just wanted to reinforce the playbook. That is our biannual publication. Mm-hmm. That we release. We have one for the fall and winter and one for the spring and summer. And please do take a chance to go to playpensacola.com, look at our activity guide, which is the playbook,
right,
for more information of all of these programs. We've got over 200 annually that we hold.
Wow, okay. And that website, one more time, real slow.
Playpensacola.com.
That's easy to remember.
It sure is.
If you want to play, playpensacola.com.
All right, Meg. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brittany. You're amazing. Brittany is the Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for City of Pensacola Parks and Recreations. Hats off to everybody with that program and with that group that's doing so much to keep us entertained.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Meg.